In this episode, we are talking about the different styles of audio editing. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode. Welcome back if you are tuning in again, and welcome to all of our new listeners as well. I am your host, Lyndall Harris, and the founder of Podcast VA, where we make your podcasting journey easier by offering a variety of support services. Have you bought your ticket to Australia's newest podcasting event yet? The Australian Podcasters Collaborative Live is being held in Sydney on Friday, the 4th of September, and we have got so much jam-packed into one day for you. It's being held at the Novotel in Darling Harbour, and it is going to be amazing. The schedule is seriously packed to help you hone your podcasting skills, grow your show, hear about the latest worldwide trends, and just network with a room full of other Australian podcasters. There are a number of topics that we're covering, from mindset, marketing, repurposing, niching, monetization, and lots more as well. But the best part is that you are going to get to meet other podcasters, share your stories, share your challenges, and become part of this beautiful Australian podcasting community. If you haven't checked out the speakers and some of the topics that we are covering, head over to my website, podcastva.com, and click on conference in the navigation bar, and you will see all of the speakers and all of the information for the day there, and you can buy your tickets on that page as well. Now on to today's topic, where we are talking about the different styles of audio editing. I'm not actually going to touch on any of the software for the editing, because this is more about how in depth you go when it comes to your editing. Now, this can be whether you're outsourcing to an editor, or it can be whether you're editing yourself, but it's a big difference time-wise depending on how you edit it. And if you're doing your podcast yourself, this is something that you can keep in mind, because, as I say, the time element is a massive difference. So for the purpose of this, I'm going to call the two different styles a basic audio edit or a comprehensive audio edit. Now, I want to make it really clear that the technical steps of making the audio the best quality it can be are exactly the same. So you might still do the noise reduction and your equalization and any other steps that you technically are going to do to make sure that you get a good sounding audio. But the difference comes from how much time you spend editing the content. So you'll have some podcasters who like to record on the fly, or they are happy to leave in their ums and ahs and keep it really conversational. And if you listen to my podcast, you will know that is exactly what I do. I don't take out my ums and ahs, because I say them when I'm in conversation with people normally, and I want this podcast to sound like me. I want someone to get on a call with me and be like, oh, I know you because I listen to your podcast. And for me and a lot of my clients, I feel that if I over edit and take out all of the ums and the ahs, that it's not going to truly represent what I sound like if you're talking to me on the phone. And so I leave those elements in there. Yes, I will remove any errors if I've, I don't know, fallen over my words and left a gap so that I can go back and fix those up. If I'm having an interview with somebody and I feel like we've gone really off track on something that's not relevant, then I'll go and I'll remove that section, or I can content edit any part of it that I feel isn't quite right. But essentially, I'm leaving in all of the ums and ahs. I'm putting the intro and outro on. I can add any sponsorship messages in or any sound bites, and I'm removing any errors. And then I am going through the steps that are exactly the same if I'm going to do the comprehensive edit. When I'm talking about the comprehensive edit, I'm talking about listening through to a file, taking any gaps out, taking all the ums out, ahs, don't knows, I-knows, all of the funny things that they say in their podcast that they pick up on. So I know mine are ums, ahs. So I think I use a lot of them, but I don't go through and edit them out. But some clients do want that style of editing, and that's absolutely fine. It is a personal choice. I just want people to know that there is a difference, because if you're going through and removing every and ah and breath and fixing all of those tiny little imperfections that you might see them as, it takes a lot longer to edit that file. And so you're talking about a difference of something that might take you 15 minutes to edit, as opposed to something that might take you 3 hours to edit. So typically, if you are going through and doing that comprehensive style of editing, it can take three times or so the amount of time that the actual recording is. So if you have an hour's interview and you're going through and you're really comprehensively editing that, that can take around 3 hours to edit. Again, I'm not here to tell you which one is right or wrong, but I think a lot of podcasters really get stuck on the editing process and how long it can take. And I think it's really good to have an idea that there is a different way to do it. You don't have to spend so much time perfecting it all. If you really want that conversational, real you to come through. And so with my client base now, I probably have about 75-25, where 75% of people are happy to have that style of conversation where they'll leave the ums and ahs in and try and improve that over time. But I also have, as I say, 25% who really do want that tightly edited, really well-produced show. So that's it. That's all I really wanted to talk about today, is the fact that there are different options if you are going the podcast journey alone, or even if you are outsourcing to an editor and you want to think about the cost involved in that, whether it be money or your time. So just to recap, you've got the basic edit, which is putting your intro and outro on, removing any errors, adding any sound bites or sponsorship messages. And the comprehensive edit, which is all about removing the ums and ahs, fixing the breaths, taking out all of the little gaps and the pauses that you want to really highly polish that episode. The technical steps, as I said, are going to be exactly the same. You still will probably want to do some noise reduction, possibly some equalization. You might want to run it through Auphonic to get it through to the right luffs and the right volume and the leveling of guests and what have you, but it's about how you actually edit that content. I hope that helps you, because I do have this conversation quite a lot with clients and potential clients and podcasters in general, and I do often feel a real sense of relief for those people who are editing themselves, that they can do it in a sort of quicker fashion and they don't have to really get bogged down on the fact that they might not have 2 or 3 hours a week to edit their episodes in a really comprehensive manner. If you are a Facebook user, have you jumped over and joined the Australian Podcasters Collaborative Facebook group yet? You should definitely come and jump in there. It is a really engaged group and such a great place for people to ask questions and get advice. And I just love that there are so many differing opinions and advice and views in there. So if you are looking for support from other podcasters, head on over, answer the questions and jump in and interact in there. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I know I have changed the format slightly whilst in this season, but this is the end of season 2, and I am going to have a break for a few weeks as I'm about to launch my online training again. And I will be back with season 3, where I have got some fantastic interviews that I have already undertaken, and I have some solo episodes that I will be popping in there as well. Remember, if you would like any particular topics covered, please feel free to reach out to me either via social media or via my website, and I will try and work those into the schedule as well. Until next time, take care. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.